12th District State Senator Brad Hawkins. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin and Kaylee. Good to be with you.
Already a lot going on in Olympia, including probably one of the biggest hearings you've ever been involved in, and that was yesterday morning on Senate Bill 5114. What was it like to be part of that committee hearing where they're trying to get people to move to phase two for businesses?
Well, it was really an honor to be on the state government committee and to get a chance to really listen closely to all the passionate testimony that we heard. This was a bill that's sponsored by my colleague in the Senate, Senator John Braun, who's our Senate Minority Leader, but it's also co-sponsored by Senator Mark Mullett out of Issaquah, who's a prominent Democrat. So there is bipartisan support here to try to move everyone to phase two under this Healthy Washington roadmap. But, you know, I was really impressed. As a member of the committee, I had some perks, so I was able to get some of our locals an opportunity to testify because there were actually over like 1,000 people signed up, and we just, they were packing the virtual committee room, if you will. But Blair McCaney, from Works and representing the Washington Fitness Alliance, and Sasha Slayman from the Wenatchee Valley Chamber of Commerce, they did an awesome job. Everybody just had 1 minute. Blair actually got called up a second time, but they did an excellent job, and they really helped make the case. Now, whether the bill can actually make it out of the committee and further in the process, I don't know, but it was a very good testimony.
Well, and that was my thought when I heard that they were putting this bill forward, and I'm glad that people are trying to push and get us going, but it seems like that was the Senate that sort of was like right at the beginning of session. They were like, "All right, Governor, whatever you want, it's your thing." And so I just am curious as to if there's any interest or movement to get something like this passed and move us forward. And I guess it might take as long as we'll already be in phase two at that point, anyways. But I just am curious if there's any hope that this can get going.
Well, I think that is basically the intent. I mean, obviously the legislative process is kind of a cumbersome process. There's a lot of checks involved. Really, I think the impetus behind this bill is to create pressure on the governor from the ground up and to demonstrate the broad support across Washington State to try to safely reopen portions of our economy. And so that message was sent to the governor. Ultimately, if this bill were to actually become law, technically it would require the governor's signature anyway. But, you know, these sort of things early in the session can really help make the case and hopefully put some pressure on the governor. I've been known to do that too. I put some pressure on the governor recently to change his vaccine policy, and he did. So it can have an effect.
Speaking of that, so could you provide a more in-depth update on vaccinations for educators? And then also, how are we going to have all of those vaccines ready by the time we reach that stage?
Yeah, so good question. So back in January 7th, the governor and the Department of Health released its COVID-19 vaccine guidelines and timeline for the state of Washington. In that timeline, under this 1B2 phase, it actually separated out the critical workers who work in congregate settings who are over the age of 50, and they could have access to the vaccine at that stage. But if you are under 50, like a lot of our school employees, which are the teachers, administrators, and support staff, they actually wouldn't be able to access the vaccine until maybe April, or if it pushed out, you know, it could be May. And so by the time they were to get two doses approximately 3 weeks apart, school's basically over. Now, I thought that was ridiculous. So I partnered with my colleagues and Democratic chairs of House and Senate Education Committee. We sent a letter encouraging the governor to drop the age restrictions when we get to that next phase for school employees. And just this week, he actually revamped his vaccine guidance statewide. He named the Town Toyota Center and a couple other locations as regional distribution centers and allowed all of the school employees, regardless of age, to have an opportunity to get vaccinated in that next phase. Now, to your other question about the supply of vaccines, that is constrained. And my understanding, at least at one time, was that the federal government was going to be releasing a significant number of additional vaccines throughout the country, and those would flow through from our state to our locals. We've been doing a good job getting folks vaccinated here locally, but I am concerned that there's too much bureaucracy in the process. My preference, Kaylee, would be that the governor allow the local health districts and the local healthcare practitioners to partner with their local elected officials to develop their own regional vaccine distribution plans. And if the governor and the DOH were to just allocate the vaccine doses, regardless of how many we have, to our locals, proportional to population throughout the state, then we could help get those vaccines in people's arms. We've done a good job locally, but statewide there are many, many COVID-19 vaccines that have been allocated and have gone unadministered, and that is a big problem.
Finally, really quickly, I know you had a hearing on we've had already two hearings on bills that you're sponsoring. One of them was this past Tuesday on the bill, and with that involved Chelan PUD and some proactive measures for wildfire. How did that hearing go?
That hearing went really well. Chelan PUD General Manager Steve Wright testified along with a host of other electric utilities and the Washington PUD Association. Basically, you know, what happened in California with PG&E and the huge liabilities with sparks caused on wildfires down there basically forced that utility into bankruptcy. And there has been a task force in place between electric utilities and the DNR to examine some of these issues and come up with recommendations for how those sort of things could be avoided. But now that the task force has done a lot of that work, I want to implement those recommendations and see those through. And that's what my bipartisan bill would aim to do. We have a lot of support. It's a very important issue, not only in our district, but statewide. But if you think about the 12th district, we have four PUDs in this region. We have a history of an unfortunate history of catastrophic wildfire. So it's a big issue to the PUDs, and I'm excited to help sponsor that bill.
All right, Brad, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Sounds great. Likewise. Thank you both so much.